radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
From the top of the Jones Beach Tower.
This is Big Apple Air Check.
New York.
101 FM and a lot of blues of a song. Yeah, Soul Man, Simon Dave and the Upgrade. Back in 1967, tell you what I'm going to do right now. Let you back to 59.
Golden 101.
Fleet.
CBS.
Fleetwood.
WCBS FM, New York.
President Nixon is expected to resign tonight with a radio and television address set for 9 o'clock. Bill Gillian reporting, WCBS-FM News. Good afternoon. Apparently, formalities are all that remain to end the Nixon presidency. President Nixon expected to announce his resignation this evening on a nationwide radio and TV broadcast at 9 o'clock. WCBS-FM will carry that address live. The White House announced the request for broadcast time after Vice President Ford had been called to the Nixon office and House Republican leader John Rhodes and a White House aide who asked not to be identified. Both said Nixon told Ford of his plan to resign. Rhodes said later he had been misunderstood, but an aide said Rhodes' original information was correct. News Secretary Ronald Ziegler announced that Nixon will meet with congressional leaders of both parties before making the broadcast. A House Democratic leader says he has been told that Nixon's resignation will go to Secretary of State Kissinger tomorrow and that Ford will be sworn in at 6 p.m. tomorrow. House Democratic Whip John McFaul of California said he got that information from Majority Leader Thomas O'Neill. Other sources say the Nixon resignation will be effective at noon tomorrow, and Ford would become president immediately, although the formal swearing-in would come later. As you know, President Nixon has been fighting impeachment as a result of the Watergate case. The House Judiciary Committee has voted three articles of impeachment against him. There have been suggestions, however, that if Nixon steps down and publicly acknowledges guilt in the Watergate case, he should be made immune from prosecution as a private individual. Republican Senator Edward Brooke of Massachusetts has introduced a resolution expressing such sense of Congress that Nixon should be immune from prosecution if he resigns. But Brooke said he would withdraw it or not press for its passage unless Nixon makes a confession. The New York stock market is sharply lower in late trading. At 2:30, the Dow Industrials were down 10.5 points, trading said to be heavy. The New York and American stock exchanges saying they plan to be open tomorrow as usual when a new U.S. president apparently will be sworn in. However, spokesmen for both exchanges say the situation will be assessed in the morning. Both exchanges have rules permitting a quick suspension of trading if conditions require. Connecticut Governor Thomas Meskill has been appointed to a federal judgeship by President Nixon. A White House press aide said this, as said Meskill was named to the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals here in New York. The appointment had been expected following the recommendation of Meskill by U.S. Senator Lowell Weicker. In New York City, an unidentified woman in her 30s plunged to her death today in the Hudson River at Midtown Manhattan. Police say the incident occurred at about 9 o'clock this morning, and there were several witnesses at a bus stop near the 34th Street Pier where she fell. In sports, Sam Snead, the 62-year-old Peter Pan of the golf world, flew into the lead among the early finishers in the first round of the PGA Classic at Clemens, North Carolina. He shot a 1-under-par 69. The WCBS-FM weather, considerable cloudiness the rest of this afternoon, a high in the low 80s, with a 50% chance of showers tonight, low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 70s. Saturday looks good. The present temperature in Midtown Manhattan, 84 degrees. This is Bill Gillian, WCBS-FM News.
We'll call 101 FM with Captain Sparkle to the rescue. Yeah, that's Fat San Juan Domino back in 1956, and a Spartan musical effort. I tell you, we are definitely going to meet the conditions today. Something's been in the air lately, but we're going to forget about it. I tell you, just move along musically to 1967, Association on 101 FM. With Dick Heatherton, a musical bonanza. Lady Soul, this is the house that Jack built. And in today's inflated prices, much Jack. 312 at Solid Gold Radio, 83 degrees in New York, cloudy and warm this afternoon, scattered showers likely tonight, as we venture back to 1960 with the Brothers Four. FM. We're all the good songs of God, Brothers Four. Remember them well. Yeah, for the Great Northwest. That's 1960 gold here at CBS FM.
We're number one.
All right.
Hands down. We're number one. Hands down.
It's because we sell more compact cars than anybody that we're number one. But that's not the only way we can make you number one. Because all our cars, Chryslers, Furies, Satellites, and Compacts, too, are final clearance priced. But final clearance means more than just a good deal. Because the way next year's prices look, you may never be able to do as well as you can right now. Hey, come on in today. We can still make you number one.
You can strike back then. And we'll make it happen. We'll make you number one.
Get a number one final clearance deal at your Chrysler Plymouth dealer today.
Oh, we could sing all day about the taste of Dr. Pepper. Deep and refreshing, delicious Dr. Pepper. But don't you listen to our mouth. No, you gotta listen to your mouth. Cause who introduced you to ice cream and candy? And pizza and french fries and all those other goodies. Wasn't it your mouth? Your very own mouth? See, you gotta listen to your mouth.
Oh yeah, we could sing all day about that deep, delicious, refreshing Dr. Pepper taste. We could tell you it's not a cola or a root beer, and how it has a taste you just can't find in any other soft drink. But there's only one way to know. Only one way. Don't listen to our mouth. Try Dr. Pepper and listen to your mouth.
You gotta listen to your mouth. WCBS FM.
Night was clear.
CBS FM, a regular son of a gun. Yeah, Lloyd Price, Staggerly from back in 1959 with Dick Heatherton. Tomorrow from 12 noon to 12 midnight, hear the Supremes, the Miracles, Temptations, Four Tops, Aretha Franklin, Sam and Dave, and more as 101 FM presents From Motown to Memphis. We'll be giving away albums, too. This is Dave Loggins on 101.
Please come to Boston.
Solid Gold Radio, WCBS FM.
Cass Elliot is dead. She died today in her London apartment. The cause of death was not disclosed. She was 33.
George M.
645-1196. He's open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Saturday and from noon to 5 on Sunday. Crazy Eddie's, 1117 Kings Highway in Brooklyn.
CBS.
Reliving the best part of your life. Yeah, a little music from the Temptations back in 66. Ain't too proud to beg. 81 degrees in New York. Showers, thunder showers tonight and tomorrow. What to look forward to? I don't know. Steve Alamo.
Every day I have to try some. Every day I have to try
some.
CBS FM with Dick Heatherton. Like that song, B.J. Thomas. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Yeah, from Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid. It's been re-released. Doing very well, we're aware. 1969 gold. By the way, here's a word for the makers of delightful Schlitz beer.
Easy as watching snowflakes melt in the sun. Easy as laughing because it's so much fun. Easy as dancing with someone you love. Easy as watching the stars up above.
Thinking easy thoughts, think about the easy beer, Schmitz beer. Schmitz is dedicated to being easy, to taste easy, and to go down easy. Now is the time to quench your thirst with an ice-cold, refreshing Schmitz, the easy beer. See Schmitz & Sons of Philadelphia, Norristown, and Cleveland. Schmitz.
Slashes the list price of factory air. Now, during your AMC dealer's super economy sale, air conditioning on a new Gremlin is just $222. It makes Gremlin the lowest list price factory air conditioned car built in America. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Save now on factory air conditioning at your local AMC dealer.
Excuse me, Captain Sparks.
You're a darling man.
I think it's time to lead the charge.
I can't believe that man. He is so right all the time, little Jimmy. Charge! 101 FM. CBS FM with Captain Sparkle Dick Heatherton. Do a little sit-down boochie-woochie to that. Yeah, Virtues back in 1959. Boom, boom, boom. 81 degrees in New York. Cloudy showers, thunder showers tonight and tomorrow. Is no good. This is good. 66, Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me.
WCBS FM.
FM with Captain Sparkle, better known as Dick Heatherton. That's ABBA. As an ABBA DABBA Waterloo, song 11 here at 101 FM. Truth time here at CBS FM. A lot of people have called up wondering why I entered showbiz, and I'll be honest with you. Well, I was so ugly and lonely as a kid, my parents used to hang a hunk of meat on a string and place it around my neck so our dog would play with me. I mean, that's exactly how it was. And I entered the biz so I could look for a little love and affection. And that's the truth.
It's not for me to say.
It's been oft said, it's not for me to say, so he didn't. Johnny Mathis back in 1957 here at Solid Gold Radio. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Mr. Music on 101 FM.
Mercury Comet, with a little cougar in it, is one of the action cars at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
The sign of the cat is where the action is at. The sign of the cat.
The action days are here, and smart summer buyers are cashing in on great year-end deals. But there's probably nothing greater than the deal you can get right now on a gas-stingy Mercury Comet. Your Lincoln Mercury dealer wants your used car, and he'll go top dollar to get it in a trade on a Comet. And with its custom option, Comet offers touches of cougar luxury with bucket seats and radial-tuned riding comfort. With or without a trade, you'll get a great deal on a Comet. Don't miss it.
The sign of the cat is where the action is at. The Lincoln Mercury man.
They've got lots of Comets ready for action at your local Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Ken Sieplick from Chicago, Illinois, told us why he uses Johnson's Baby Shampoo. Now, how did a big strapping football linebacker like you start using a baby shampoo?
You know, when you play sports the way they should be played, and that's hard, my hair, if I don't wash it every day, will be greasy. And from the harsh treatment of a football helmet, you would, you know, want to take good care of your hair. Johnson's Baby Shampoo seemed to be gentle enough so that I could use it every day. And Johnson's cleaned my hair, but yet it was still soft and it wasn't frizzy.
What happened the first time you brought a bottle of Johnson's Baby Shampoo into the football locker room?
Well, you know, at first I hid it behind my gym shorts, but eventually one, two, three guys asked me to borrow it. And pretty soon I had to hide it again because I was just running out all the time. You know, I guess I sold Johnson's Baby Shampoo to the football team, and they all eventually started using it.
No more tears in the locker room.
No more tears, no. Only on the field.
Johnson's Baby Shampoo is gentle enough to use every day.
CBS FM and a musical bonanza on the Dick Heatherton Show from the Beach Boys up and at 'em from back in 65. That's Help Me Rhonda here at 101 FM. Tell you what I'm going to do right now. Back to 56.
Golden 101.
George Hamilton.
CBS.
George Hamilton the fourth.
WCBS FM, New York. The House impeachment panel has rejected a proposal to narrow the scope of the proposed second article of impeachment against the president. Good afternoon, this is Lee Jordan reporting WCBS FM News. The vote against this proposal by Republican Charles Wiggins of California was 28-9, with 7 Republicans joining 21 Democrats to defeat it. Republican Congressman Trent Lott of Mississippi did not vote. The proposed article accused President Nixon of abusing his constitutional power through misuse of government agencies, among other things. Wiggins' proposal would have tended to limit the coverage of the article to offenses committed by President Nixon personally or by subordinates acting on his direct orders. In the past few minutes, the committee's been considering a motion to strike subparagraph 3 in the articles that President Nixon, in violation of the rights of others, set up a special investigation unit inside the White House, the so-called White House Plumbers Unit. The committee is now in recess before a roll call vote on this subparagraph 3 on the move to strike it. Two of the Republicans who voted for the first article of impeachment against the president, William Cohen of Maine and Thomas Railsback of Illinois, report threats or possible threats against them. Cohen says his office received the threat that he would be shot. Railsback says his staff received a phone call saying Railsback should check his mail carefully. All 6 Republicans who voted for the article of impeachment have reported some angry reaction, but also favorable responses. Lawrence Hogan says he believes his vote for the impeachment article hurt his campaign for governor of Maryland. Caldwell Butler of Virginia says his mail and phone calls are running about 60% in favor of his vote. In London, singer Cass Elliot is dead. She died today in her apartment there. The cause of death was not disclosed. Cass Elliot was 33. She, of course, was the lead singer of the group The Mamas and the Papas and had been the lead singer of a folk rock group known as the Ivy Three. For years, Cass Elliot's been trying unsuccessfully to get rid of the name Mama Cass. She's been unsuccessful at that. Cass Elliot had 2 unsuccessful marriages. She died today in her apartment in London. The cause of death has not been disclosed. WCBS-FM weather for New York City, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight about 70, high tomorrow in the mid-80s. And right now in Midtown Manhattan, the temperature is 83 degrees. This is Lee Jordan, WCBS-FM News.
WCBS-FM.
Yeah, back in 1963, we hoisted our glasses and toasted to the musical success of Jay and the Americans. Only in America, hey, at 504 at 101 FM. Tell you what I'm going to do, especially for the head and homers. Venture back to 1966 with Isley Brothers. Do you remember this song?
Ooh, this old heart of mine been broken down.
director. That's Tony Orlando and Dawn. Yeah, even got their own TV show now. We are aware. 1971 gold it is. 78 degrees in New York, getting a little cool. We've got thunderstorms and fog coming in our area. Then tomorrow, clear and humid weather. Let's go back to 1955 with the Clovers. Remember this song?
She wore blue velvet.
I still can see blue velvet through my teeth.
CBS FM with Dick Heatherton for all rock and roll purists. That's the original version from the Clovers back in 1955. Blue Velvet here at 101 FM. Finest supermarkets are first in this area to break tradition in food pricing on grocery, meat, and produce. Finest will no longer increase the price of food once placed on their shelves. When Finest is forced to make a price increase, cans and packages already marked on the shelves will be sold at the lower price. When prices go down, Finest will immediately reprice all shelf stock, and the lower price will always be honored at the register. If you ever see more than one price on an item, you pay the lower price. Naturally, remaining sale items will be remarked to regular prices after the sale is over. In these days of high food prices, Finest recognizes its responsibility to make your shopping less confusing and to save you money wherever they can. That's why Finest will no longer increase the prices of food once placed on their shelves. New York City not included.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a car, a small car that could predict the future? Now such a car exists. The Toyota Corona in both hardtop models. They can warn you if something's about to go wrong. Because these cars have ESP, electro sensor panel, ESP, an overhead system that monitors 11 key service areas of your car while you're driving. Indicator lights automatically warn the driver if battery water, radiator coolant, engine oil, or brake fluid levels are low. If brake pads are worn, if brake head or taillights go out, ESP will tell you. And ESP lights up momentarily to show you it's working every time you start the car. ESP, standard equipment on the Toyota Corona hardtops. Cars that can even predict the future. See how much car your money can buy from Toyota.
From Toyota.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Airchecks.com.